broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, August the 2nd, 2022. 11 minutes past the hour, 70 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in Marion. 70 degrees, not too bad at all, if you ask me here on a Tuesday morning. You know, I'm not sure if it rained last night or not. All I know is I woke up in the middle of the night last night with a headache, and I have not had a headache, well, a really bad headache in quite a while. But last night I woke up with a headache, and that is the most annoying thing to wake up with in the middle of the night. And when I woke up this morning, it was still kind of there. It's getting better now, thank goodness, but I think it has something to do with the weather, because I've talked to other people this morning who have issues with headaches, and maybe last night was just one of those nights. I'm not sure why headaches are caused by changes in the weather. I don't know if it's barometric changes or what exactly causes that, but a change in the weather certainly will mess with your head. So I hope not everybody this morning out there is waking up with a headache as I did. Maybe that's a sinus thing or an allergy thing. I did notice last night that my nose was starting to plug up a little bit because I've been going out and walking again every night as I used to do. And I thought, well, maybe I'm getting the allergies from when I'm going out and walking. So who knows, but the headache is getting better, so let's hope it does not come back this morning. I think that's the best we can hope for at this point. Now, there is some information that I want to go through here this morning. Yesterday, after we got off the air, I did get a call from one of our listeners, Diana, who wanted to go to the Zach Williams concert in Columbus. So we gave her those tickets, and I hope Diana had a good time last night. Now, when Diana picked up those tickets, she did something very nice. Yesterday, I was talking about the sunburn that I sustained on my neck and face from watching the soccer game on Saturday afternoon. And Diana very nicely brought me a little cup. I'm not sure what these cups are called. They're the little plastic cups that you would put like Jell-O in or things like that, full of aloe. So I thank her for that because, boy, my neck and face are still burnt. They're feeling a little better pain-wise, but, boy, after Saturday, they just were in pain for a couple days. So I thank Diana about that. Now, for that. Now, as I was talking to Diana yesterday, it was interesting to me that we got in a conversation about Del Taco. And apparently she had stopped there and asked them one day why it is taking so long to open up the Del Taco. And we talk about that on the air quite a bit. And Diana said that they told her, the workers there told her, that the thing that's going on that's hanging up Del Taco is the supply, that they're having problems getting the things that they need to finish the project, which, you know, I'll tell you, in the world we live in today, that is definitely not a far stretch. So, Diana, I thank you so much for that information, and I hope you had fun last night at the Zach Williams concert. If you're out there listening this morning, let us know how that all went. I hear it was a great, great concert last night at the Ohio State Fair. So if you're out there listening, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. Also, has anybody else heard anything about the Del Taco being hung up because of a supply problem? I don't know. I had not heard that, but it certainly is plausible that that could happen. You know, if you don't have the stuff you need, things can get a little hairy, as they say. All right. Now, we also got a message here yesterday, which it's so nice to have people who participate in this station the way they do. And yesterday, we got a message from a listener out there, and I'm not sure if she's listening right now, but her name is Angela. And unfortunately, a member of Angela's family was killed in a car accident on Saturday night. A 38-year-old gentleman, which is very unfortunate. Now, apparently, they are looking for money for the funeral expenses because I don't believe he had any life insurance, is the problem. Now, I'm looking here because she sent me the information. If there's anybody who would like to help this family, I guess you can contact the radio station here, and we will pass your information along to Angela. But it was a 38-year-old, I believe this was her cousin, she had said. His name was, now it's C-H-A-Y-T-O-N. I'm not sure if that's Chayton or Chatton. Chayton, probably. Chayton Holy Cross. He had just turned 38 on July 28th. So just 38 when he passed away. And they're looking for money for the funeral expenses. So if you contact us here, we will pass your information along to Angela. But I know they are looking for help with the funeral expenses. 740-751-4038. So that is out there. Such a terrible, terrible thing. When was the 28th? The 28th would have been, what, Saturday night? And I think that must have been the night he was in the car accident, according to what the information I have says here. So it's just very unfortunate. So if anybody would like to help Angela, just contact the station, and we will pass your information along to her. So we are not the middle person in that whole situation. But again, 38 years old, killed on Saturday night in a car accident. Very unfortunate. Okay, so Diana's probably still in bed this morning after that concert yesterday, which hopefully she had a good time at. And again, I do want to remind people that Adam the Computer Guy show today comes up at 2:15, and Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes up at 4:15. So good shows here today on WWGH Radio. We are also still paying tribute to Pat Carroll. The tribute special that Adam put together for Pat Carroll, who passed away on Saturday at the age of 95 from pneumonia, will air again tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. on this station. And those are Pat Carroll's best moments on this station. 8 to 10 tonight, the best of Pat Carroll here on this station. So don't miss that for love nor money. Now, yesterday, we were still talking about Quarry Street Park. And to be honest with you, I don't know why Quarry Street Park is not paved. The road around it is not paved like you think it would be. It's just kind of a stone road. Nothing has really been done over there. But hopefully one day it will be able to be done, because Quarry Street Park, or Quarry Street, I keep saying Quarry Street, it's Quarry Park because it's on Lynn Hipshire Road, is a great, great park. And I don't know the reason that a lot of people don't go there, but it might have something to do with the road, which is kind of a rough road filled with potholes and stone as you go around it, or possibly the fact that there are no restrooms there, no porta-johns, which That mystifies me how there are no porta-johns at the quarry park. Now, if anybody knows the reason of that, I don't think we got an answer on that yesterday. If anybody knows the reason, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. Now, we do have our Ohio State Fair ticket giveaways, and we have some really good giveaways here today. Now, tonight at the Ohio State Fair, Scotty McQueary is performing at 7:30. August the 2nd, 7:30, Scotty McQueary at the Ohio State Fair at the Celeste Center. Now, this is an American Idol winner, and I have to admit, I did not know much about Scotty McQueary, but what I found out is that he's very, very good. I looked him up last night on YouTube, and he's a very good kind of country-themed singer. So we have tickets to Scotty McQueary that we can give away. Now, that's tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Now, we also have tickets for tomorrow night's show, which will be at 7 p.m., Wednesday, August the 3rd, at the Ohio State Fair. Now, this is Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Now, this is comedy night at the Ohio State Fair. So tomorrow night will be comedy night. So we have Scotty McQueary tonight and Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tomorrow night. So if you're interested in either one of those shows, let us know as we do the competition here this morning. And we're going to continue to do it the way we have been doing it because it's been going well and we've been giving away a lot of tickets. What we've been doing is the Family Feud here. And when you get an answer right, we enter you in the competition to win the ticket that you would want to win. Scotty McQueary tonight or Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tomorrow. Now, remember, later in the week, we have Willie Nelson tickets coming. We have Ice Cube tickets coming. I think those are the last two big concerts this week at the Ohio State Fair. And we'll also have some tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up, which I think is this weekend. A lot of people love to go to the Dublin Irish Festival. All right. Let's start here. We had a question yesterday with the Family Feud that nobody got. So let's see if anybody gets it today. It was name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. Now we got toast, marshmallow, steak, bacon, and hot dogs. Toast, marshmallow, steak, bacon, and hot dogs. There is still one answer left. What answer are we missing? Name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. 740-751-4038. And again, if you'd like tickets to the Scotty McQueary concert tonight at the Ohio State Fair, or Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, let me know when you call in. Now, if you don't want any tickets and just want to play along this morning, you can do that as well. Name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. We've got toast, marshmallow, steak, bacon, and hot dogs. What are we missing? 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answer that we are missing this morning? Can you hear me out there okay this morning? You know, I always get a little nervous broadcasting from the remote studio. Now, I was much more nervous about this in the beginning than I am now, but I hope the transmission is coming through at this particular time. But name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. Also, if somebody would like to call in and tell me if they can hear me okay, they can do that as well. 740-751-4038. I will check the transmission here to make sure that everything should be coming through okay. I don't think there were any changes in the setup yesterday. Nope, everything looks good. So we should be coming through loud and clear, wherever you are, out there in listener land. Does anybody have the answer? Name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
This is Diana calling you back. I heard you say talk about me this morning.
Yes.
Still sleeping in.
I bet so. How did the concert go last night, Zach Williams?
Yes, it was pretty good. I wasn't sure if I knew them, but I did once they started singing and performing. And the one that opened for them did really elaborate things before their show. You would just thought they were the main feature. So I was just surprised at how that went, too. But they were pretty good, too.
So how were the seats last night?
They just have regular chairs sitting out, but there wasn't very many people there, so, you know.
Really? So a lot of people didn't end up going to that show?
Yeah, there was a lot of open seats for that show, unfortunately.
Now, how were your seats? Where were they located?
The very back on the floor, which was good because I didn't have to stand up with all the other people because I stood up during concerts. And once you just don't like to do that after a few hours on concrete floor or whatever.
No, I would think not. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. How was the fair last night? Were they busy?
No, they wasn't as busy as they was the other day when I was down there. And I'm going down again today because it's senior day and I'm taking grandkids.
Oh, that'll be nice. Well, you know, I think probably Zach Williams did not have the appeal that maybe Foreigner or Nelly had. Plus, it's a Monday. I think Monday's a little more difficult to draw a crowd at an event like that.
Yeah, because I had several friends that are either working or some are. They said they wasn't Christian music. Well, this is more like rock and roll to me. And one of the guys, the drummer, they kept showing the back of his shirt had Metallica concert. He had been on a road tour with the Metallica. I don't know if he was a drummer for them or if he just went to their concert, but he had that shirt on. I thought, isn't that kind of funny?
Well, that's interesting. Now, yesterday you were telling me about Del Taco. Now tell that to our audience because I think that's interesting.
Well, I'm planning my birthday party, my next 29th one again, and I'm thinking about doing it at Perkins. Well, while I was there, they was out working on that ground, so I just walked over and I asked one of the guys working there. I said, so what's the holdup with your construction? And he said, supply issues.
So really, okay. Right, the whole thing going on there at Del Taco relates to supply issues right now.
That's what he told me.
Isn't that something? I tell you, the world is a different place than it used to be. The other day when I passed by, it looked like they had the things to build stuff inside all kind of packaged up inside the building, but I really don't know what's going on there.
When I was there, they was working on the ground. It was had a loader or something and scraping the dirt around and stuff. One guy was just sitting in his truck, and he's the one I talked to. I didn't talk to one that was actually pushing stuff.
Well, hopefully they'll be able to get their supply problems worked out, and we'll have a Del Taco before you know it.
Yeah, because that's a lot of money just sitting there not making anything yet. It's just costing whoever owns it a lot of money right now.
Yeah, and it's been a long time that I can't remember when they started it. Did they start late last summer, or did they start early in the fall?
I didn't pay attention, and time is getting away from me because I talk to people and think about stuff, and it's like, wow, I didn't realize it had been that long. It didn't seem like it was that long to me.
I know. This last year has just blown by the whole thing, so it's definitely interesting, but I appreciated the information, and thank you for dropping off the aloe yesterday when I saw you.
Yeah, and that's what the restaurant's called. I used to work at a restaurant, and it's called a souffle cup.
Souffle cup. That's what I was trying to think of, because when I was in college, I worked in a restaurant, and I was trying to remember what they called those cups. But you are right. A souffle cup is what it's called. So, yeah, thank you for the aloe. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I also told you that vinegar helps. It takes that sting out of your sunburn, too.
Now, I was going to ask you about that. So you just take, like, white vinegar and rub it on the sunburn?
Yeah, probably apple cider would work, too, either one. Any vinegar, yeah, put it, like, on some cotton or something and put that across your face. Or if you just, like you do with a shaving lotion, I guess, or whatever, you put a little bit in your hand and splash it on your face or something. I don't know, but, yes, that would take the sting out.
Now, do you just let it sit on there, or do you wipe it off right away?
No, it'll evaporate.
Well, the neck is the one that was really bothering me yesterday. It's a little better today. I still don't know how I got sunburned on only one side of my neck, but I guess that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Well, was it cloudy? Because you can still get sunburn on a cloudy day.
Well, it was Saturday. I don't remember it being cloudy. It definitely got my face, and it got the left side of my neck. But I don't know how it only got the left side and not the right side.
Yeah, that must just be the way the sun happened to be shining.
Yeah.
If you were sitting through Saturday night, if your neck was facing the west while the sun was going down.
Well, I was out there during the afternoon, from like noon until 3, I think I was out there.
So you think you'd be evenly burnt?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, well, I was right under everything when it was really warm, so I don't know how this happened, but I guess it did.
Well, I've gotten wind burnt off of a boat and a bicycle before.
Oh, I can imagine. It's very easy to get a burn like that.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, and you'd mentioned about headaches.
Yes.
This time of the year, people are dehydrated, and like you with the sunburn, that might be also giving you a headache.
I don't, you know, I went for the longest time without having a headache, like months without having a headache, and then I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, but I woke up with one, and it was really a pretty good one, and it finally went away, and then here this morning, I had another one when I woke up. Now, right now, it's not as bad as it was. As a matter of fact, I don't feel it at all right now, so we'll knock on wood that it doesn't get any worse, but boy. And I was also talking to somebody else this morning who said they were having headache issues this morning. So I don't know if there was some kind of change in the weather or barometric pressure or allergies, because I did notice that I was a little stuffy last night.
Yep. There's all sorts of things that can cause headaches.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Now, do you have a remedy for headaches?
Well, if it doesn't go away permanently, maybe an MRI to make sure you don't have a brain tumor, unfortunately. That happens too. But yes, drinking right off of that, drinking some water, hydrating yourself, and maybe having your breakfast or whatever. Yeah, usually if you feel better after that, you might have been just dehydrated.
That's true. Hopefully it was just something like that, because when I got up this morning, obviously I did have something for breakfast and drank a little bit. So I am going to hope that that doesn't.
Okay.
Hey, well, thanks for calling, and I'm glad you had a good time.
All right, well, I'm going to try to see. I don't want a ticket for your show because I'm going to go anyway today. But on your burnt item,
Yeah. Maybe
it's like a dessert, like a meringue. They purposely ignite that, or they ignite your food with a lighter, like a flaming something.
It's not meringue, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
All right. Thank
well,
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. Now we've got toast, marshmallow, steak, bacon, hot dogs. One answer missing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. The answers we have: toast, marshmallow, steak, bacon, and hot dogs. What other answer could be on this list? 740-751-4038. And if you would like them, we have tickets to Scotty McQueary tonight at the Ohio State Fair, or Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tomorrow night. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about bologna?
Not bologna, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about pizza, Scott?
Not pizza, but a good guess.
Hey, I thought you was going to be going back to the studio.
I am tomorrow. I'll be back there tomorrow with Glenn.
You like doing the show in your PJs, don't you?
Well, it hasn't been bad, and if I don't have a guest, I still might from time to time do it at home, but I know I'll be there tomorrow for Glenn, and most likely I'll be there on Friday.
Yeah, I think it's better when you was there at the station.
Yeah, I like being at the station. I just will have to work myself back in there. But tomorrow morning will be the morning.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about burnt pizza?
Not pizza, but that's a good guess. No burnt pizza on the list. Name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. We've got toast, marshmallow, steak, bacon, hot dogs. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've had a lot of good guesses this morning. Who is going to get the final answer? We actually had a lot of good guesses on this yesterday. Name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. Toast, marshmallow, steak, bacon, and hot dogs. Go ahead, caller.
How about bratwurst?
No bratwurst on the list. No bratwurst on the list. I'm going to have to ask Lee when he calls back, now why was it better when I was at the studio? Because I don't know that there's a whole lot of difference between doing it this way and the other. We'll just have to ask him what the difference is. Go ahead, caller.
Creme brulee.
Not creme brulee, but a good guess. No creme brulee on the list here this morning. Name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. We've got toast, marshmallow, steak, bacon, hot dogs, and one answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is our final answer? And again, we'll have to ask Lee why it was better that I was in the studio. I'm just curious what the big difference was. Because I'll tell you, I have listened to some of these shows on the internet, the playbacks, and I'm shocked at how good it sounds. Go ahead, caller.
How about bacon?
Bacon we already got. Bacon's on list. So why was it better that I was at the studio?
Well, I think we can hear you better. Especially like when Glenn is at the studio and you're at home, we can hear you, but it's not as good as what it was when you was at the station.
Well, that's why I'm going back tomorrow, so I can do the show live in the studio with Glenn.
And then I think you and Glenn interact better.
Yeah, I mean,
we're there together.
Well, that's why, you know, the pastor on Friday and Glenn on Wednesday. And also, if I had a guest, I would most likely be from the studio. So, you know, I don't mind going back to the studio. I think it'll be interesting tomorrow. I don't think I've done a show from the studio since March the 2nd. It was either March the 2nd or March the 3rd. I don't remember which one.
And then we get to listen to you complain about people messing with the equipment.
Oh, well, that's, I'll tell you.
Taking the trash out.
Tomorrow could be a big complaint morning because I have not been in there for a while, so who knows what I'll be walking into tomorrow morning.
Somebody better go in there and clean it up and get it ready for you.
Well, that's true. I don't know what it'll be like when I walk in, but we'll find out tomorrow morning, that's for sure.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Mary agrees with Lee. Well, yeah, I'll be there with Glenn tomorrow. There's no doubt about that. I'll be back in the studio with Glenn and doing what needs to be done. You know, I don't know. I have not done a show with Glenn from the studio since, I think it was March. March the 3rd, it might have been, if I'm not mistaken. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Go ahead, caller.
Lasagna.
No lasagna, but a good guess. We're going through these pastas this morning. Name a food that some people prefer to eat burnt. Toast, marshmallow, steak, bacon, and hot dogs. Go ahead, caller.
Popcorn.
Popcorn is the last one on the list. Now, I don't know too many people who like to eat burnt popcorn, but I guess some... Have you ever heard of somebody who wanted to eat burnt popcorn?
No, I can't stand the smell of it.
No, usually people try to avoid eating burnt popcorn, so I'm kind of surprised that that was on the list.
Yeah, that is surprising. And I had a question. I didn't want to be in for this tickets, but... what are they building out there on 309? where the Old River Valley School was.
You know, I don't know what's being built out there. Maybe one of the callers will know.
Okay, because I was on my way out there to California Cemetery and saw that, and I couldn't figure out what they're doing out there. I hope they're not stirring up that ground that was contaminated.
I don't know. That I'll tell you, that has been some story for many years now here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks.
Okay, be interested if somebody does know what they're building out there.
Yeah, we'll see if anybody knows.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Now, does anybody know what's being built out on 309 near the Old River Valley School? Now, I was out there recently, but when was I out there? A week, 2 weeks ago? I don't remember seeing any construction, but it might be something that's just started. Does anybody know what's being built out by the Old River Valley Schools on 309? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, let's go on to the next category here. Now this category has six answers in it. Name a food you find raisins in. Name a food you find raisins in. 740-751-4038. A food you find raisins in. Now, this is a good category. You know, raisins, a lot of kids used to eat raisins for a snack. But it has been a long time since I've seen anybody eating raisins. Go ahead, caller.
Bread.
Bread. Let's see here. Bread, yes. Bread is number 5 on the list. Gotcha. Thank you. Bread is number 5 on the list. Name a food you can find raisins in. We've got 5 answers left here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food you can find raisins in. Go ahead, caller.
Aren't there 2 scoops of raisins and a package of Raisin Bran?
Raisin Bran. Yeah, well, cold cereal's the number 1 answer. I thought that was the probably the most obvious of the group.
Or I would just buy the Walmart brand, but the name brand, 2 scoops of raisins, according to the commercial.
There you go. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, bye-bye.
Go ahead, caller.
Cookies.
Cookies, yes, number 2 on the list. Would you like to be in the competition?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Lost that caller. If that was you, give us a buzz. We've got cold cereals, number 1, cookies are number 2, and bread is number 5. Name a food you would find raisins in. All right, go ahead, caller.
You know, the ice pudding?
Let's see here. No pudding on the list, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Steve from Dr. Was Ebert's office, now Morozik's office. Is this Scott?
Yeah, can I give you a call back?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, caller.
Raisin pie.
What's that?
Raisin pie.
No raisin pie, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Bread pudding.
Bread pudding. No bread pudding on the list. All right. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Name a food that you find raisins in. We've got cold cereal, cookies, and bread. 3 answers left. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. Kind of interesting. No bread pudding. Gotta love the old bread pudding with the raisins in it. Go ahead, caller.
Was the doctor's office calling because they had a raisin somewhere? Maybe that was the
reason. I hope so.
What about the chicken restaurant, Raisin Cane's? Would that count?
Chicken?
You know, the Raisin Cane's, the chicken restaurant.
I don't think that would make it in.
I got a serious answer, though. Candy bar, did somebody say that? Or like one of those energy bars? They have raisins.
No candy bars on the list.
Okay, I thought that was a grape answer. You know, grapes, because those are... raisins were grapes.
No, it was a good try. Okay, thank you.
Not a grape answer. Thank you, Scott.
Go ahead, caller.
Fruitcake.
Oh, Lord. No, fruitcake is not on the list. Thank goodness. No fruitcake on the list here this morning. And by the way, we do have tickets to Scotty McQueary tonight at the Ohio State Fair, which is the American Idol winner, and Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, who is the comedian at the Ohio State Fair, tomorrow night. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Muffins.
No muffins on the list, but that's a good guess. No muffins on the list. 46 minutes past the hour here. We've got cold cereal, cookies, and bread. Name a food you find raisins in. Cold cereal, cookies, and bread. Three answers left. 740-751-4038. What are those remaining three answers? A food you find raisins in. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate raisins.
Not chocolate raisins. Good guess. Not chocolate raisins. When you come to think about it, there is a lot of food that has candy in it. Name a food that you find raisins in. We have cold cereal, cookies, bread. Three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
A raisin Danish. That's a common breakfast pastry.
A Danish? No Danish on the list.
Okay, well, thank you.
I haven't even heard the word Danish in a long time, but Danish does not make our list this morning. All right. Name a food you find raisins in. We've got cold cereal, cookies, and bread. Three answers left to go. Raisins, kind of the forgotten food. 740-751-4038. Name a food you find raisins in. What are the remaining three answers? Cold cereal, cookies, and bread are on the list. What do we have left? 48, coming up on 49 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Again, tickets we have for the Ohio State Fair tonight. Scotty McQueary at, I believe that's 7:30 tonight. The American Idol winner. And then tomorrow, we have Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias at 7 p.m. The comedian at the Ohio State Fair. Three answers left to go. Name a food you find raisins in. Cold cereal, cookies, and bread so far are what we have. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say stuffing.
No stuffing on the list, but another good guess. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling about the lady that wanted to know what was being built out by the old River Valley.
Yeah, what's being built out there?
Well, it was a Jaguar, like, transport for Jaguar cars or a factory for Jaguar cars.
Oh, really?
So, I'm not 100% on that. My wife works out at Caledonia for Clarendon Township, so she kind of knows a little bit about that area.
So it would be a factory for transport of Jaguars.
So, yeah, something to do with Jaguars, yes. She's not sure exactly what it is, but it's something to do with Jaguar cars.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. Well, hey, thanks, Ryan, for the information.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep, you're welcome.
Well, we lost that caller. Well, that's interesting. So that's what's being built out on 309, something to do with Jaguar cars. See, our listeners are good out there. They give us the answers we need. Now, we need to find out what these foods are with
the bread. Go ahead, caller. Our raisins.
Salad.
Salad. Salad is on the list at number 4. You got it.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Pies.
Pies. No pies on the list.
No pies on the list, but salad was on the list. We got cold cereal, cookies, salad, bread, and 2 answers left to go. What are they? 740-751-4038. 50 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. 10 minutes left in the broadcast. Cold cereal, cookies, salad, bread, 2 answers left. Name a food that you find raisins in. A food that you find raisins in. 9 minutes left to go. What are those 2 answers? Again, we've got cold cereal, cookies, salad, bread. What remaining 2 foods do you find raisins in? All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
How about hot cereal, like oatmeal?
Oatmeal is on the list. I'm glad you got one in there.
Oh, finally.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Bob gets in there with oatmeal. So now we're down to 1 answer here. We're doing pretty well. Will we get that final answer in the remaining 9 minutes of this hour? Name a food that you find raisins in. We've got cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread, and 1 answer left. Now we've got tickets to Scotty McQueary, and we've got tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, the comedian. 740-751-4038. So if anybody would like tickets to Scotty McQueary tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7:30 p.m., let me know. That does include fair admission. And we've also got tickets for Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tomorrow night, August the 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. So if you are interested in either sets of those tickets, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. All righty here.
Go ahead, caller.
Trail mix.
No. Now, does trail mix have raisins in it?
Some kinds probably do.
I haven't had trail mix in such a long time. I didn't know if it had raisins in it or not.
Well, I don't think I ever ate a salad that had raisins in it, but I took a stab at it.
Now, I have had a salad with raisins. Sometimes, like, you'll go to a fancier restaurant, and they'll put raisins in the salad. I've had that, but I've never heard it in trail mix.
Well, apparently I've not been frequenting any fancy restaurants.
Well, how are the buses running this morning?
Well, they're just wonderful. Every day is great here in Busland, Scott.
Well, I am glad to hear it. Keep on trying. As they say, on the road again, as Willie Nelson would say.
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, name a food that you find raisins in. Cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread. 1 answer remains, 54 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has that final answer? Cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, and bread. Now, I do want to remind everybody, Adam the Computer Guy is on today from 2:15 to 3. Then we got Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5. And I also want to remind people that we are doing the Pat Carroll special today, the Remembrance of Pat Carroll, that Adam Lepp put together. That'll air from 8 to 10 tonight on this station, if you did not get a chance to hear it yesterday. Pat's best memories on this show over the last few years. So that'll be 8 to 10 p.m. tomorrow night, the best of Pat Carroll on this show. 740-751-4038. 8. Alrighty. Who has the remaining answer? Name a food that you put raisins in.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, during the commercials, could you give me a call?
Sure.
Okay, because I might be leaving here in just a little bit.
Okay, I'll get to you.
Okay, goodbye.
Go ahead, caller.
Rice pudding.
No rice pudding, but that's a good guess.
Yeah, it's good in rice pudding.
It is good in rice pudding. Yeah. Thanks.
Have a good one.
I haven't had rice pudding for a long time, but boy, you know, raisins sweeten up the rice pudding to where we'd want them to be. All right. To where we'd want it to be. Name a food that has raisins in it. We've got cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread. One answer left. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Scones.
No scones. Good guess.
No scones. Now that's more of an English thing, isn't it? The old scones. Name a food that you find raisins in. Cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread. What's the final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Name a food you find raisins in. Cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread, and one left to go. What is the final one? 57 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Scotty McQueary tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7:30. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, the comedian, at the Ohio State Fair tomorrow night, Wednesday, August the 3rd at 7 p.m., If anybody has interest in any of these tickets, give me a buzz here. I can help you out with those, too. 740-751-4038. Approaching 58 minutes past the hour. Again, I do want to thank Diana for the aloe and the information regarding the Del Taco. That it's a supply problem right now, which is why they're having trouble getting the doors open there. And also Ryan, who called in and supplied some information about the structure out on 309, that it's for Jaguars. So we're glad to get that information as well. 740-751-4038. Who has the remaining answer here? Name a food that you find raisins in. 90 seconds in this hour left to go. Maybe this person's going to slide in with the answer. Go ahead, caller.
What about donuts or cinnamon rolls?
No donuts or cinnamon rolls.
No donuts or cinnamon rolls, although those are good guesses for food you might find raisins in. Now remember, we're going to come back and do this on the other side of the hour, so don't go anywhere. 59 minutes past the hour. Coming up on the top of the hour here, WWGH Radio time. August the 2nd, 2022, 59 minutes past the hour, 71 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Not a bad morning here in Marion at all, to say the least. You know, we'll take it. We'll take any kind of weather that is not awful. All right, let's take the call here.
Go ahead, caller.
On candy bars?
Not a candy bar, but that's a good guess.
No candy bars on the list. All right, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and play some more after this short but important 15-minute break. All right, don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, you know, fast food have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck full of nuts. And